Okay, plug this in. A lot of technical stuff you gotta do for every share. Alright, right here, Vayarhom, Kivashesh Moshe Loredes Menachov, Vayikolam al Aaron. Okay, so the people saw that Moshe delayed to descend from the mountain, Vayikolam al Aaron, people gathered Aaron, Vayikolam, they said to him, Kuma Sidon, Lokim Ashayelko Lefonenu, Kizem Moshe, Isha Shalonu, Neretz Mitzrayim, Lo Yodanu Nehoyeloi. Okay, look at the English. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming, that's a very interesting translation. Was so long in coming. Wow, down from the mountain. Loredes Menahar, the people gathered against Aaron. It says against. Mr. Rappaport, you like that word? Against? The people gathered Al Aaron. Against Aaron? Against him?
He has around Aaron.
Around Aaron?
Our school has around
Aaron. Okay, and what does it say for the word Boshesh? Here it says people saw that Moses was
delayed.
Okay, you see the translation here. It is so long in coming. Down from the mountain. People gathered against Aaron and said to him, come. Kum means come. They said to him, kum. Kum means arise. Doesn't mean come. What's kum mean? I don't like that word. Kum, come.
Kum means rise up.
Rise up. Here they translated come. Asibanul can make us a god. Make us, make for us. I say love, make us a god. Make
now,
us a god.
In our scroll it says for us.
For us. Okay, so here it says make us a god. That's very...
whose interpretation is this?
No idea. Highly, highly inaccurate. Highly inaccurate. However, it's very good. You know why it's very good? Because it makes you think. It makes you think. Because, you know, it's a very, look at this words, make us a god. That's a very interesting translation. Ase lanu elokim. Maybe they're right. Maybe in these, you see, we are very brainwashed. We're used to a certain way of thinking, we're used to a certain translation, and then when someone does something different, so you right away have a tendency to reject them. Who says they're wrong? Maybe there's some kernel of truth. Ase lanu elokim. Maybe this is a very interesting interpretation. Make us into a god. We, the Jewish people, we saw God. We saw Hashem. We were taken out of Egypt. You know what? Maybe we're gods. Maybe the nation of the Jewish people, we have divinity within us. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that an interesting translation? It really gets you to think, what exactly do these words really mean? I say, Lord, we always like to translate, make for us a god. Asher yelchu lefaneinu. Maybe means make us a god, and we will go before ourselves. We'll go forward. Okay, I think this translation, although it's probably a major error, it definitely makes a point. Make us a god who shall go before us for that fellow.
Ki ze Moshe ish. The problem I have,
yeah.
They're making Lashon Yochid Elohim. In our scroll, it's a Lashon
gods. Okay.
Elohim gods.
So. Alright, so that's a general question. Hashem is also called Elohim. Hashem is also called Lashon Rabbah. So the answer to that question is that's the Derech HaMikra, that when you want to give something Hashivos, you describe it Lashon Rabbah. That's a technique. In order to give something emphasis, you describe it Lashon Rabbah. So there's only one Gabbah. We refer to Hashem Lashon Rabbah Elohim. Yud Mem. It'd say Elokai, Eloka, Elokai, Elokoi. The Yud Mem means Rabim, and we do that to Hashem. All right, you're right, Mr. Rapport, you're 100% right. All of these things are really issues that have to be addressed. Okay, Asher Yelchul Kizemosh Asher, and then he goes, make us a God, who shall go before us, for that fellow. Is that how you translate that fellow? This fellow. That? I mean, what's that? That is like a very demeaning expression, that guy. Kizem Moshe Ha'ish, is that how the article, I wouldn't say in the article, Kizem Moshe Ha'ish, how do they translate the word Zeh? How do they translate in the article the word Zeh?
This.
And here it says that. This here it says that. The man who brought us from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him. Lo yadanu mehayilo. Let's see the Targum. Let's see the real translation. Okay, let's see how they translate. V'chazo amo the people, the Amma. Notice he's calling here the Om. We always like to say the Om refers to the Eid of Rav. And here the Targum says he calls the Om the Amma, the nation. Okay, the Amma is a powerful word. Amma is a nation. A nation refers to everyone. We have to see more. Arei, that, oichar, delay. Okay, oichar, the article you said translates the word delay, that's what oichar means. Oichar means to delay. Moshe lemechas means to descend. Oichar Moshe lemechas means from the mountain. The iskenesh amo al arim, the people gathered al, it doesn't translate the word al, around arim. Va'amodule, they said to him, kum, aved lono dachalon, make lono. Lono is lonu, it sounds like for us. Don't make us.
Okay,
make for us. Okay, make for us a god. Dachalon. What's dachalon? Dachalon means something. This is a very interesting translation. Something to be afraid of. Okay, the Targum could have said many translations for the word Elohim. Here in the English it says make us a god. Here he says the word dachalon, which means an object which we fear, we are afraid of. People need to be afraid. Isn't that interesting? Today, that's the big complaint in the world today. The complaint today is that with Corona, the number one complaint all over the world is that the government and the medical field has instilled in us fear. And through this fear, they are manipulating our approach to dealing with the situation. I'm not telling you, I don't know what is right, what is wrong. I'm not a doctor, I don't pretend to be anything, to know anything what's going on. But there's one thing that if you look around, you don't have to be an idiot to realize, fear is the most incredible tool. When you get everyone scared, they're all going to die, or this can happen, that's going to happen, people behave in very strange ways. They do things, they follow orders, they give in. It's a very powerful koyach, fear. And here the people here, kum avad ave lanu da chalon, an object of fear. That's an amazing thing. Di yehochun kodomono. That will walk before us. Arei dein Moshe Gavra, this man Moshe, they call him a Gavra, okay, the Ish Moshe, di askono me'ara, the Mitzrayim, who took us out of the land of Egypt, lo yidano mo havalei, we don't know what happened to him. Rashi, long Rashi's here. Okay, a lot of Rashi in this pasuk. Ki vashesh Moshe delayed. Ki targumo, losh ichur. So right away, over here, the Rashi over here is coming to compliment, giving a nice compliment Targum. Ki targumo l'shoin ichur. We have to go back to that maybe later. Delay. V'chein b'sheish rechboin shoiftim. It says there that the mother of Sisera. Sisera was a general for the Melech Canaan, for Melech Yovin. Sisera was a general of the king of Yovin, one of the Canaanite nations. Hayavusi, right? No, that's a different nation. Okay, whatever it is. One of the generals of Melech Yovin, he was a general, and he went out to war, and he did not come back on time. His mother got worried. His mother stood at the window, looking out into the road. Where is my son? Why did my son not return? He was late. He told his mother he's going to come back at this time. Ki voishesh rechboishesh rechboi. Vayochilu, another pasuk, vayochilu, they waited at bosh. They waited until it was very late. Okay, I don't know what that shum, that's in shift and give us another pasuk. I don't know what the context is. They waited until it was late in the day. It was late, it was past the deadline. Ki kish'ola Moshe lahar. Now here Rashi tells us all the details. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemaim on Zayin Sivan. Zayin Sivan, he went up midday. I'm going to come exactly 40 days later. I'm going to come within 6 hours before midday. I will return before 6 hours into the day. Okay, that means it's going to be really 18 hours into the day, because if you count the night, there are 12 hours at night. And he says daylight hours, I'm going to come before 12 o'clock, before the morning kollel adjourns. I'm going to arrive before the morning kollel adjourns, before b'soich sheishos, kisvudim heim sha'oisa yom sha'olam minamin hu. They thought that the day Moshe left on Zion. If he left on Zion, that means Moshe is going to come back on the 16th day. If Zion is day 1, that means day 16, day 40 is going to be the 16th day of Tammuz. So what happened was the 16th day of Tammuz, and Moshe didn't come, and they got worried. They misunderstood. He meant 40 complete days. Zion does not count. When I say 40 days, I mean 40 complete days. So we're going to start to count from tonight. So tonight's going to be day 1. Today is day 0. Today doesn't count. And that means I'm going to come down from the mountain on the 17th day of Tammuz before 12 o'clock. They were expecting him to come down on the 16th day of Tammuz before 12 o'clock. They were off by one day because they thought that today is day number 1, when really today is not day number 1. Day number 1 is tomorrow. 40 days, the day and the night. If Moshe is going up today on day 7, the night doesn't count because it's already the daytime. So therefore, this cannot be a complete day. He went on the 7th day of Sivan, he went up. The Nimsa Yom Arbom is B'Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. So therefore, one is going to come down. We're not going to count the 7. We're going to count the next day, 8. So 8 until the 17th day of Tammuz is 40 days. Uvi Yudvav Bas Satan V'Irbev Esam. He confused the entire world. And notice these words. So these are very important words. Rashi says when the Satan came, he didn't just confuse the Jewish people. He confused the entire world. What does that mean exactly? It's a very deep Rashi. Rashi, what you're saying is, the Jewish people really should have been able to figure out what Moshe meant. But when you're living in a world of chaos, then you also get confused. Look at it today. Today we live in a world of chaos. Today, on the one hand, they announced today there's 9.7% inflation. Okay, 9.7% inflation. You know what that means? You know the horror that means? People are panicking. It's a miracle the stock market didn't crash today. We announced 9.7% inflation. They thought only be 9.1%, but actually it's 9.7. There's a war. The world is on the bridge of war, on the verge of war. Russia has amassed 130,000 soldiers around Ukraine. Three sides. They're threatening. There's going to be. Who knows what's going to be? The President of the United States says that if we go to war, we're going to suffer in this country. The price of gasoline is going to probably go up $200 a barrel. To fill up your car, regular car, will cost over $100. Way over $100 to fill up a tank of gas. Okay, you know what that means for the economy in this country? It means it's over. That's what it means. It means if we go to war, it's over. To recover from this will take years to recover from this Corbett. And dealing over here with a pandemic, and everyone is fighting, and there are convoys all over the world, fighting, everyone is fighting, and dealing with scandals. Hillary Clinton is now being accused of, the world is in a state of, each one of these things alone that I mentioned is enough to make any normal person miserable. And you want to put together a chalent of the economy is tanking because of 9.7% inflation. A war is about to break out. There is espionage. There is intrusion into the highest office of the world. Illegal activity spying on a sitting president. Accusations being made that has legal basis. There's a pandemic. There is. The world is mamash out of control, literally out of control. The whole world is in a state of confusion. Now, if you want to go learn a daf gemara with a clear mind, Do you really expect to learn a daf with a clear mind? If the whole world around you is in a state of bahola, it's not going to help you have clarity in what you're trying to learn, what you're trying to accomplish. Rashi over here is written with precision. Biyudvav bas satan v'irbev es ha'oila. The ganze welt. It doesn't just say he confused the Jewish people. The Jewish people with 600,000 people in the world. How many people were there living in the world at that point in time? No one knows. How many people were living in the world at that time? I don't know. Who knows how many people live in the world at that time? Today we have a world of almost 8 billion people. The Jewish people are 15 million of 8 billion people. From the 15 million people, how many of them are religious? I have no idea. Probably a million? I don't know. I really don't know. I shouldn't say. I have no idea what the numbers are. We're a teeny, teeny fraction of the world. And the whole world in a state of Erev, do you think that Klal Yisrael can have clarity of mind to know, to make the calculation when Moshe Rabbeinu is really supposed to come down from the mountain? This all contributed to the confusion. The Erev es ha'olam. The Hera, and what did Hashem do? Hashem showed the Mus Choshech, the image of darkness, Raphael of Erbuvia. Three things. Three different things it says here. Darkness. Afela, thick darkness. Erbuvia, confusion. Loimar, to say. Loimar, what was the message? The message was of the Satan. Vadai, it's certain. Meis Moshe. Moshe is gone. He's gone. Lekach deva bo, erbuvia loila. Amalohem. Meis Moshe. It's a repetition of the Loimar. Vadai, meis Moshe. You know why there's erbuvia? That's why, because Moshe died.
Hashem allows us. Hashem allows the lie. It's a lie. I can understand he shows him a world of confusion. Okay. I don't know why Hashem would do that, but to allow him to actually say that Moshe died.
You're saying good. I don't know what to tell you. You're saying a very, you're making a powerful observation. Rashi here says, Omar Lohem, the Satan said to them, Meis Moshe. Shekvar bahu sheh shos v'loi bah. Kid isabim sech the Shabbos. You saying good? The Satan is saying outright lies. Outright lies. Okay? That's the Satan. The Satan says outright lies. I hear? Yeah, I guess so. Look, there are a lot of lies that go on in this world. Okay? I mean, it all depends where you get your news from. All depends your news outlets. And certain news outlets, they'll tell you that things that go on in this world are outrageous lies. Other news outlets, they'll say this is the MS. Mikotze elakotze. Who do you believe? Who do you believe? I don't know. Amlochem meis moishe, shekvar bo sheshos v'loi bo, uchad isem zel shabbos. V'yefshe loi ma sheloi to elo b'yem ha-mu'unan. Bein kodin chatzas bein lachatzas. So now Rashi's coming to reject an approach. Which certainly, if Rashi is coming to reject it, it must be that other commentators state this as a matter of fact, that the calculation was not off by a day. They knew exactly when Moshe was supposed to come. Indeed, let's say they knew he was going to come on day 17. And what happened over here was, and the whole event took place within one day, and what happened was is that they thought already it's 1 o'clock. They thought it's 1 o'clock. The truth was only 11 o'clock. Moshe says, I'm coming before 12 o'clock. So Moshe has until 11:59 and 59 seconds to show up. Right now it's 11 o'clock, or maybe it's 10 o'clock. And the people miscalculated, oh, it's 11 o'clock. They thought it's already 1 o'clock. They, for whatever reason, thought it was 1 o'clock. And that's why they're coming to complain that Moshe did not come. So Rashi says that's not correct. Do not suggest that the confusion was that they thought it was already past 12 o'clock on the 17th day of Tammuz. That's not correct. The Efshalem Shaloi Toi Elabiyam Amunan, Bein Koyim Chatzos, Bein Lachatzos.
Which Pirush says it was on the 17th?
If Rashi is saying this, you can guarantee here in the Sefaria, there are 65 Mepharshim, it says here. 65 Mepharshim. I can't go through
that. Yeah? Okay. Let's say it was the 17th. So when did they come to Aaron to make the Egel? On the 17th?
Yeah.
And he waited to the next day.
No, not necessarily. You have to reinterpret. You have to be very creative to reinterpret the psukim to make sense of the whole thing. The mefarshim that take upon themselves to say something radically different than Rashi, it's upon them to follow through and show the entire sequence of events. You're right. I mean, this is way over my head, but look at all these mefarshim over here. Look what we got over here. Okay, look where I'm writing, going down over here. Many of these are Rishonim. These are contemporaries of Rashi, or a little bit later of Rashi, and they're basing their interpretation based upon the Mori Chazal. Okay, obviously, Rashi is the Rabban Shal Yishol, the Iker is like Rashi, and that we have limited ability to master all this, and to study, but Rashi is the Iker, and Rashi says, I'm telling you the Pshat, and don't argue with me. And if you're going to find another commentator that's going to tell you, if Rashi makes this statement, it's very, very obvious. Rashi's coming to reject something that was very popular in his day. People, you go to shul, you ask them what exactly happened with the egel, you go take a poll, people will tell you that it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and the people thought it was already 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and Moshe is not here. And that was the mistake. So Rashi says, let me teach you Pasuk and Chumash, and let me tell you guys, you didn't go to a good elementary school. You should have gone to a better elementary school. They teach you the real pshat. And the real pshat is that the mistake was day 16 to day 17. They did not make the mistake in the yom, in the day. That's a v'loy k'disa v'ef shor loymar shloy tohu ela b'yom ha'munam b'yom k'odim chazvein lachatz. Sharei lo yorad moyesha ad yom ha'mochoros shenemar v'yashkimu mimochoros v'yalu oylois. Exactly what you said, Mr. Rapport. Rashi brings his support from this pasuk, because since it says that they came to Aaron, and Aaron says, okay, let's make a collection, and then we'll chag la Hashem mochor, and then vayihi mi mochoros vayalu elois. So you cannot ignore the fact that the simple reading of the pasukim indicated that they came, that they made the mistake a day before, and Moshe came the next day. Now you should know something that's not a shakasha. I'll tell you why that's not a kasha. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu came in on day 18. Maybe their mistake was between on the clouds. They knew Moshe is going to come down on day 17 at 12, before 12 o'clock. It's now day 17, 11 o'clock. For real. And Moshe's not here. It's a cloudy day. For whatever reason, the people thought it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon because it's a cloudy day. And really, it was 11 o'clock. And Moshe was on his way down. And now, at 2 o'clock, well, they thought it was 2 o'clock. But it was 11, they said, oh, Moshe's not here. Let's now make an eagle. And they go to Aaron. And maybe Hashem says to Moshe, you ain't going nowhere. We got a problem. The people downstairs, they're planning to make an egel. I'm not letting you go. And Hashem held Moshe hostage in Shemayim until day 18. What's the problem? Mr. Rappel, you hear I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Hashem held him. Once the people decided.
When did he get this hostage? Hashem held him hostage.
Moshe was supposed to come down on day 17. Hashem told Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, you know what you people are doing down there? They're making the egel. So when Hashem told them they're making the egel at 11 o'clock in the morning, they can't wait even one more hour because they made a mistake between the Yom HaMu'un and they thought it was 2 o'clock. So Hashem says to Moshe, you know what? You're not going. You're not going. You're staying here another day. You're going to stay here for 41 days. It'll be 121 days. That's it, because we have to figure out a solution with these people. And Moshe was misfiled. You can go and you can interpret the psukim in many different ways. Rashi here is saying, listen, the pshutoi shel mikra is Moshe says he's coming down. He's coming down one way or another. He's just going to leave. He's not going to be a hostage. He's coming down no matter what before 12 o'clock. So it says over here, vayashkimu, it says, vayashkimu mimachvas, vayalu oilos. So, if you can, it can't be. It has to be that Moshe, according to that, or had Moshe came down on day 41. No way, Rashi says. No way. And therefore, Moshe had to come in on day 40. So what then was their mistake? They thought he was coming down on day 39. In their calculation, day 39 was day 40. You know, you can say no. Moshe was going to come down, and Hashem told them, stay here one more day, because you have to pray that I shouldn't destroy them. If you look at the Mefarshim, you'd be shocked how creative the Mefarshim are. And you know what happens many times? Sometimes the alternative to what Rashi says appears to actually be a better pshat. It appears to be a much more gleich. Many times you find, you know what's especially common? The Rashbam. Many times you read the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, and he says the Pshat, in Pshat the Pasuk, and it's like, wow, this really makes sense. And then you begin to wonder, so why didn't Rashi say this? Why did Rashi say this? The Rashbam's Pshat is so clear, it's so perfect. How could it be that Rashi didn't think of this and say this? The answer is, Rashi, there's no question, Rashi knew what the Rashbam would say, his grandson would say. He knew all the possibilities. And Rashi, in his infinite wisdom, having the scope of the entire Chumash, knew the flaw in what the Rashbam is trying to say, and he rejected it. We don't always see the whole picture. And Rashi, although many times his Pshat may not fit perfectly with the text, Rashi's Pshat is the Pshat. It's the basic elementary Pshat that we have accepted in Klal Yisrael always to be the starting point. Alright, I'm telling you it's very obvious. Now let's go further. Asher Yelchu Lefanenu, Elokeis Harbei Yivu Lechem, that Yelchu, they will go. So Mr. Rappaport, you hit the nail on the head. Over here it says Asher Yelech. Why does it say Asher Yelchu, they shall go? Yelchu is b'lashon rabim. They wanted only one God, one replacement for Moshe. Over here they wanted many gods. Thus, aseh lanu Elohim, here could mean many gods, b'lashon rabim. Ordinarily Elohim means one God, but the fact that it says of Yasher Yelchu b'lashon rabim, which means many, maybe they're trying over here to have many gods. Okay? Many gods. Elokois harbei ivu, they wanted many gods. Why kizeh Moshe ha'ish? What's the word zeh? Mentioned before over here, we have over here this word over here, which is a strong word, this. What's the significance of the word this? So Rashi says that the Satan made in Shemayim the image of a coffin. He presented, a flying saucer. UFO. Don't they hear about it in the news? The Pentagon says they're aliens. Baloney. They're no aliens. Baloney. Prove who they're
not. That's a good cut in. What the word Zeh?
Right. So Rashi tells you why he says the word Zeh. He pointed.
Yeah, but Rashi said they pointed to
a UFO. They pointed to an unidentified flying object. Literally. A UFO, Rashi tells us, unidentified flying object. Who is the unidentified object? The casket of Moshe. K'mindumus Moshe herolochem ha-satan, shenoisim oisoi ba'avir, they're carrying him in the heaven, rikia shemayim. You know, it sounds like the satan here took on the form of a person. The satan came down into this world, dressed in the disguise of a human being, and he was a troublemaker. He was walking around the camp and telling Moshe died. I have bad news to tell you, Moshe died. Look in Shemayim, you see in Shemayim there is a casket. The satan... Doesn't mean that the Satan. What does it mean? The Satan said. The Satan said. He said. He said. He said. What did he say? Who did he say? You know what it means. He said. It means the Satan took over people. People became believers in this nonsense. They are the Satan. When people are influenced by the Satan, they become the spokesman for the Satan. People
Didn't Sarah experience the same thing? Satan showed her.
Yeah.
Yitzhak had died, and her heart went out.
Mm-hmm.
The Satan played around with her there also. No?
Right, so what does it mean? What does it mean, the Satan? Is the Satan your mind? What is the Satan? Define the Satan. Is the Satan in your mind a guilty conscience? It's a fear, a pachad, a phobia? Is the Satan mamish, he becomes a human being? He takes a body and he walks around and starts talking and telling people crazy things? Or is the Satan a movement? In society, there are people who band together and have a false belief in something, and they become a movement. They have their own Telegram channel, and they tell you what they tell you. This is the truth. This is the MS. Who's telling you the MS? Who's the Satan? Today in this world today, we have the mainstream media. They have a narrative. Then you go on Telegram. There are a lot of channels on Telegram, which is an alternate universe. have a completely different narrative. Every piece of information is interpreted in a completely different way. So who's the Sata? Who is the MS and who is the Sata? You have both camps are very powerful, okay? Very powerful, very different stories. You take it. I'm not even, you know, you talk even among the mainstream media channels that you can go watch on cable or television. You have Fox, you have CNN. Okay, you have a story, breaking news. So you have CNN. It tells you its take, and you have Fox News. It'll tell you its take. One of them, it can't both be true. It can't. You're gonna say Elu ve'Elu divrei Elokim chayim. Sometimes. But sometimes, no. Obviously, one group of people have been swayed in such a way where they actually speak with conviction that this is the MS. Who's telling you the MS? I don't know. But if whoever's telling you the MS, the other one is telling you Sheker. And they're telling you Sheker, they are the Satan in this approach. They have taken upon, they become the living personification of a dea koizeves, a false belief. Here the Satan is talking. Who is the Satan talking through? Your mind, your guilty conscience? Is the Satan a one-man show? It's some spirit malach who got dressed up in the levush of a human body and is walking around and knocking on doors and telling people crazy things and convincing them that he's right? Or is the Satan your average Joe who unfortunately has been misled and misguided? Okay, they're probably all true. Kize Moshe Omar, he says over here, Kimindimus Moshe Her Elohim. He, the Satan, showed the people. Hasadin, Shnois Moshe Avir Ki Hashemayi. Asher Lanu Yeretz Mitzrayim, B'chol Yemayru Lanu HaDerech, Asher Nale Bo, the Satan who took us out of Egypt, Ata now Tzlichem Anu Le'elokos Asher Yelchu, now we need gods that will go before us. They notice this. This is the technique of the Satan. The Satan is brilliant. In order for the Satan to do his thing, he has to say something nice. You know, you have to say, "Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of the great. Moshe Rabbeinu, he took us out of Egypt. But now, oh, he's no longer." So if the Satan will just say Moshe is no longer, that's too much of a shock. Right away, Choshed, the guy has an agenda. But to go, you praise, "Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, he took us out of Mitzrayim, he's such a great person. Oy, but oy, you know, that's a very good technique." I watched a clip recently. I thought it was brilliant. There's a person on one of these. I don't even know where I saw this. He was showing how easy it is to brainwash people. Unbelievable what he did. This unbelievable little technique. It tricked me. It blew my mind. He shows on the screen two big circles, two major circles, big circles on a blackboard. One is blue and one is red. And he says, "I want to ask the audience, which one of these circles?" He says, "These circles, they're not the same. They're not the same. One of them is larger than the other. Which one is larger? Which circle is larger? They're not the same size. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. One is larger. Which one is larger?" I'm going to first, everyone here in the audience, we have 100 people in the audience, we have 500 in the audience. Those who think it's the blue one that's larger, raise their hands! Half the people raise their hands. And those people think in this room that it's the red one that's the larger one, raise your hand. The other half of the audience raise their hands. And then he says to the people in the audience, "You see how easy it is for me to fool you? Both of these circles are exactly the same size." Oh, and I said, and I started off and I said, "They're not the same. I lied to you. I lied." And to enhance the lie, I gave you a choice. I made you feel like you're making a decision. Which one is larger? And half of you idiots believe the lie, that they're not the same. Even though it's staring right in front of you. Two major circles. Two circles. And they're exactly the same size. And I said to you, They're not the same. One is larger than the other. Who thinks the blue one is larger? Half the people. Who thinks the red is larger? The other half the people. But they're both wrong. All of you are wrong. These two circles are exactly the same size. You believed me. I'm an evil person. I lied to you. You believe me. Look how easy it is to fool people. You go, the technique was, you give them a choice. You empower them. I'm giving you the ability to show your chokhmah, your brilliance. This one is larger because this one is lighter or it's darker. Some convoluted, crazy nonsense svara logic. While you'll believe this one is larger, this one is smaller. In your mind, you already have chidushim neiroim. You get a PhD for explaining why, in the perception to the human eye, the room, the backdrop of the room, it's dark, it's light, the colors affect your eyes. Baloney! Baloney, baloney. Look in front of you. There are two circles. They're exactly the same size. How come no one even challenged the premise that they're different? The Satan is even better. The Satan is wiser, is smarter, has more PhDs than all of the charlatans in the world put together. He knows how to maneuver, manipulate, and the only weapon that we have is to know that he's a chakra. Don't believe a word he says. Don't believe a word he says. Look at this whole Rashi. The Rashi is an incredible Rashi. Over here, the Satan, you go back over here. He says, Kizeh Moshe, Kimidimus Moshe Herelachem, HaSatan, Shinaisim Ozeba Avira Kiyash. Oh, look at his coffin. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu and Shemayim, they're crying. Look what he's doing over here. He's playing the ultimate games. He prays, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a Hesbid. Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher, it's his son in the end, it's Mitzrayim, his legacy forever. Look at these beautiful words. Can you say something nicer? He was Moire Lanu Derech Asher Nalebo, like a hesped of a big Rosh Hashiva. Oy, oy avoy, the God of Hadar, he was Moire Lanu Derech Asher Nalebo. Oy, Zavek. The Satan is brilliant. He knows how to play the game better than anyone can play the game. At now, tzrichim leloy hois asher yelchu. We need now so many replacements for him. Both circles, they're not the same, the circles. Let's take a poll. Who here wants to suggest the blue is larger? Oh, wow. Who wants to say the red is larger? What's the svara? Explain yourself. A bunch of idiots, they're exactly the same size. I lied to you. How come no one challenged the lie? It's unbelievable. The Satan's even better. The Satan is even better. And this whole thing over here, look, he has a technique the whole world. He doesn't just come to us. Ba Satan the Irvev es ha'olam. The ganze Welt is meshuga. I can't even imagine. The values, the beliefs, you don't think it affects us? You don't think these crazy things that are going down in this world today, to go defund the police? You ever hear such a mishagas? People who you elect to office, de Blasio, he said, well, no, a year ago, just, we're going to defund the police $1 billion. You hear what's going on? Yeah. Like they said in the news today, they said that when BLM marched and with violence and torched the whole New York City, that was called a summer of peace. It was called the choice of love. And here were a couple of guys on trucks. They go and they drive their truck and they a peaceful protest. Oh, these are terrorists. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is just one after another. The whole world is meshuggah. If you think the whole world is meshuggah, you don't think it affects us? You can sit in front of a daf gemara, you're learning MS, MS Knevi al Timkar. You don't think it affects us also? We also become meshuggah. We also have crazy ideas and crazy beliefs. If the whole world is meshuggah, so also meshuggah. It trickled down. The Irvis Kala Oilam. He was Ma'arvev Es Oilam. This is a very serious message for us. you know, with a lot of things that are going on in the world, gotta really gotta hold tight. If the whole world is irvave, this is what happened by the angel. Klal Yisrael made a terrible mistake, because the Satan was so powerful with crazy, outrageous lies, and he made the world meshuggah. Okay, let's just go back to the Targum very quickly. Targum, let's see now. We learned the Rashi. Maybe we can find a gem in the Targum. The people saw that Moshe delayed. The Iskenesh Amo al Aaron, they gathered Aaron. Vamolekum avilanu alano dachalon. Okay, Elohim. So over here, you see really a little bit of a difference. Rashi said, make for us many gods. Many gods. Ata tshichim le'elohois, many gods. Asher yelchu lefoneinu. That's not what Targum said. Targum said, make for us aved lono dachalon. What's a dachalon? Something that we will fear. That's a whole different concept. We need to channel our fear on an object or on something different. Okay, this obviously you need to go to the school of psychology to understand the depth of what the Targum over here is saying. Verse what Rashi says, di hachun kodomo, that will go, is that plural? I don't know. Are they Moshe Gavra? Moshe the man doesn't say that he showed him anything. Moshe ze di askono me'adim etshem loydan mahavilan. It would seem from Rashi, from the Targum, that he disagrees with Rashi when it says ki ze Moshe ha'ish asher he'alanu. It would seem from the Targum the word ze is meant to be connected to the word asher. It was Moshe specifically that took us out of Egypt. The word Zeh is not pointing in Shemayim. Look in Shemayim. Look, I see a coffin. I see a UFO. That's the Mita Shel Moshe. Zeh sounds more like it was Moshe. He is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, which could be another different approach to Apikorsis. Because the truth is, Moshe didn't take us out of Mitzrayim. Who took us out of Mitzrayim? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Not Moshe. Moshe was an agent. Go to Rashi again. Rashi says, Hashem lo me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi doesn't say that Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim. Asher ha'lonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'hoye moire lonu derech asher na'lebo. It doesn't say in Rashi that Moshe was the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi is very precise. Who took us out of Mitzrayim? Hashem. Moshe was just a guide, a tour guide. He was working for an institution, for the Western Wall Institute. He was getting us in Egypt to get to the Western Wall. That's all he was doing. He was Marlon Uderech, Asher Na'aleba. But he's not the one who took us out of Egypt. Targum doesn't say that. The Targum says that it was Moshe who took us out of Mitzrayim. I lost the place over here, whatever, resources. Targum seems to say, again, here we have the Targum over here. We'll finish up over here. The Targum says, Are Dain Moshe Gavra di this Moshe, Dain Moshe, Gavra, this no, man Moshe.
But Rabbi, there's a difference between the Lashon Elonu and Hotzionu. If you look at Aseres Adibros, there the Targum says, I brought you
Asher Hotze Sicha. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
I brought you out. Here, Eliano doesn't mean
Otsiyachot. Okay, but look at the words. I hear what you're saying, but the way the Targum translates the words, Are Dain Moshe Gavra, this man Moshe, the Askona, he brought us up, Me'ara Dimitrayim. It almost sounds like that, according to the Targum, the Satan is saying that this thing, Apikorsis, much greater than Moshe. There is no God. There is no God. There was a man who was a charlatan. His name was Moshe. He took us out of Egypt. He's gone. So we need now a new leader. We don't need a god. We need a leader. A person. We need a dachalan. We need a leader, a dictator that we're afraid of. There's no religion here in this pasuk. According to Rashi, you're getting the impression that this is a very religious experience. The Satan is coming here with religion. He's wrapped in a talis and tefillin, and he's preaching religion. Targum seems to be preaching apikorsis. The Satan here is saying there is no God. Moshe was nothing more than a charismatic charlatan. He went and he took us out of Egypt. He was able to manipulate Egypt with who knows what, sorcery, whatever it was. And now he's gone. Now we need to go and have a new day. We need a new dictator to figure out what to do with us. He doesn't talk about Elohim, means an authority. Asi Lanu Elohim, make for us an authority. An authority. Not a god, not a spiritual leader, an authority. So trying over here to suggest is a machlekes Rashi and Unklis, a major machlekes, what exactly is going on over here in this passage. According to Rashi, there's a sata. The sata is acting with religion, he's coming with religion, he's trying to go and damage the religion of the Jewish people in exchange for a different, for Avodah Zarah. According to the Targum, it's different, he's trying to make them into atheists. He's trying to say, we had a leader, there's no mention of religion here. We needed an authority. And this person, Moshe, who took us out of Egypt? It wasn't a god who took us out of Egypt. It was a human being who manipulated this whole thing. Rashi says, no, Hashem took you out of Egypt, took him out of Egypt. Hashem, and Moshe was the leader. Moshe's gone. So now let's make a new leaders. They're going to be the Tzva Hashemayim. Hashem has a lot of servants. Hashem is a sun, a moon, stars, wood, stone. These are God's agents. We'll worship them. It's a different type of approach. Okay, that's the goal here, to make a machlokes out of Rashi and Unklus. All right. Everybody say, no, they say that.